Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're diving into an important development that set the open source community abuzz, specifically those involved with the Debian project. You might know Debian as one of the foundational projects in the Linux ecosystem, relied upon by millions, and respected for its commitment to transparency and user empowerment. This week, Debian announced the formal appointment of a new data protection team, breathing fresh life into their privacy governance efforts. The formation of this team is more than just a shuffle of personnel. It's a direct response to growing external scrutiny and evolving data regulations. Back in January, a call for volunteers highlighted the need for specialized skills and new perspectives, as older delegations had left a gap. Andreas Thiele, who's currently leading Debian, made it a priority to assemble a diverse group of contributors equipped to handle this essential portfolio. The newly appointed team members Agus Mahinovs, Andrew M. A. Cater, Bart Martins, Emmanuel Arias, Gunnar Wolf, Kieran S. Kunjamon, and Salvo Tomaselli bring rich expertise. Each person contributes unique strengths, whether in policy, technical acumen, or simply a fresh set of eyes for long-standing challenges. Their remit covers all things data, from formulating policies about how long data should be retained to crafting guidelines for handling deletion requests. But equally vital, they're now serving as the central point of contact for anyone, inside or outside of Debian, with queries or issues about data privacy. This newly centralized and coordinated approach is a calculated move,
especially with global attention increasingly
turning to how communities safeguard user information. And frankly, the timing couldn't be better, as recent incidents in the broader tech landscape have shown just how high the stakes are when it comes to data. Take, for instance, the Discord breach of 2025, which saw their third-party customer support system exposed, leaking sensitive user documents, including government IDs and selfies. For many users, news of this breach was more than just a headline. It raised questions about what happens to their data, who can access it, and how well it's actually protected. Discord, like many modern online services, had introduced age verification systems to comply with regulations. But this breach starkly reminded us that no system is invincible, and that the way data is managed behind the scenes really matters. The fallout also reignited debate about the privacy risks of mandatory verification and whether these technologies are serving user interests at all. In light of these revelations, the strategic overhaul of Debian's data handling policies shows a forward-looking attitude, one that acknowledges the complexities of data governance today. So, what does this mean for the everyday users, volunteers, and partners in the wild world of open source? Fundamentally, it means that Debian is not just reacting to external pressure, it's proactively creating a structure that boosts accountability and builds user trust. The presence of a dedicated, approachable data protection team reinforces Debian's commitment to doing right by its community and remaining transparent, even under scrutiny. It also means that there's now an ongoing process for evaluating and refining data practices, rather than leaving them static until trouble arises. Giving volunteers an avenue to help steer the ship on privacy matters, both honors the collaborative tradition of Debian and ensures that governance reflects the diverse makeup of the team and user base. But let's step back and consider why this kind of move matters, even beyond a single project like Debian. Across the global tech ecosystem, data has become one of the most contentious and valuable assets, with risks multiplying as projects grow in size and complexity. Regulations such as GDPR have set clear expectations, but actually living up to these standards is an ongoing challenge for both commercial outfits and volunteers alike. Data breaches and regulatory violations can quickly erode goodwill, harming reputations, limiting participation, or even putting a project at legal risk, something no responsible leader can overlook. The story of Debian's new data team is also a story of learning from the failures and missteps of the broader industry, and adapting principles to suit an open source context. Speaking of ongoing controversies, let's not ignore the debate around age verification, where privacy, community safety, and freedom of speech come to a tense intersection. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has been vocal about the risks. No current technology reliably balances accuracy, inclusivity, and privacy, meaning users who are already vulnerable, such as LGBTQ+ youth, may be especially exposed. Their argument is that false positives and intrusive checks can disenfranchise those who need safe online spaces the most, all while exposing users to hazards like biometric data leaks. Debian's data team faces the complex challenge of drawing firm lines: what data is essential and why, how to retain autonomy for users, and what counts as true informed consent. At the same time, the team has to balance legal compliance with the need to protect users, an act that requires constant vigilance and a lot of community input. What we're left with is a compelling blueprint for other open source initiatives trying to stay ahead of emerging regulation, ethical quandaries, and shifting user expectations. Structured teams, transparent practices, and diverse perspectives can help ensure that data governance isn't imposed top-down but is developed collaboratively from the ground up. More concretely, what should members of the Debian community expect from the revived data protection team in the coming months? For starters, they'll be providing guidance on secure data handling. Think standard procedures for minimizing retention, regular reviews of access controls, and best practices for responding to data requests. The team is also likely to spearhead educational efforts, helping users understand the risks associated with sharing information and how Debian's approach protects them by default. There's a good chance we'll see updates to documentation and even some advocacy on privacy tools and policies across other open source platforms. These moves all point to a culture that not only complies with obligations, but is genuinely invested in making privacy a core value. Bringing structure to data protection is ultimately about making sure every user feels empowered, informed, and respected by the system they choose to join. It's also about making sure that when mistakes happen, as they inevitably do, there are clear processes in place for rapid response, apology, and remediation. Debian's experience here won't be unique, but their willingness to lead from the front could help encourage similar efforts across the free software world. Open source remains an experiment in radical transparency, collaboration, and trust, and as these values extend to privacy management, they help fortify the project's foundations. Not only do initiatives like this make life easier for contributors, but they also ensure that downstream projects and users inherit a culture of care around personal information. For those following legal developments, it's worth saying that the GDPR and similar frameworks are only going to become more central in the years ahead as digital regulation evolves. The cost of non-compliance, both in terms of fines and reputational damage, is rising, and robust data governance is quickly shifting from nice to have to absolutely necessary. That's why for project leaders, downstream maintainers, or the simply curious, Debian's new data protection team is one to watch. The lessons learned and strategies developed here could easily filter out to other open source projects, nonprofits, and broader tech communities. Already, we're seeing more cross-project dialogue around standardizing data practices, sharing audit tools, and swapping stories about how to build trust in online communities. Community-led governance doesn't mean shying away from hard questions. It means making space for disagreement, adaptation, and ongoing improvement. As the data protection team gets up and running, we can expect a greater degree of transparency in decision-making processes and clearer communication about policies and incident responses. This matters because, when users feel their data is in safe and responsible hands, they're more likely to participate openly, share ideas, and invest in the project's health. Ultimately, data protection is not about locking everything down. It's about nurturing an environment where privacy is respected and individuals can contribute with confidence. That's why Debian's move to make its data governance explicit is so relevant. It ties deeply into the project's philosophical core of freedom, transparency, and shared responsibility. Of course, there will always be new challenges as technology, law, and social expectations move forward, but this is a decisive step in the right direction. For other open source communities watching, Debian's example could encourage more proactive data management and engagement with privacy as a live, evolving commitment. Before we wrap up, it's worth restating that none of these changes happen in isolation. They're a response to long-running debates, new technical possibilities, and shifting user demands worldwide. The lessons we're learning at Debian about risk, trust, and community empowerment are truly applicable across the digital landscape. As users, our awareness and advocacy only make it more likely that responsible data protection will continue shaping the projects we love. The investment in robust data teams is, at its core, an investment in people, protecting their creativity, privacy, and right to participate. Over time, expect to see more open source projects formalize their privacy governance, and that's a development all digital citizens should welcome. Thanks for listening.